Welcome to RPG Countdown. I'm your host, Ed Healy.
And I'm Roan Barton. We've got the 10 hottest-selling RPGs of the past 2 weeks on tap. Sit back, grab your dice, and get ready to roll.
Let's do it.
Number 10.
Kicking off our list at number 10 is Martial Power from Wizards of the Coast. Dungeons & Dragons has a new system, and classes are a little different this time around. Martial Power is the first 4th edition book aimed squarely at players, giving you new options for fighters, rogues, rangers, and the new Warlord class. Rob Heintzeu had the Herculean task of updating the fighter. I asked him about some of the ways this iconic class has changed with the new edition.
One of my biggest goals was to make the fighter as much fun as any other class, or maybe even more fun. They now, in 4th edition, they have powers. And Martial Power really like plays that up and goes ahead and shows you all a couple new different ways you can have fun playing a fighter. And now when you play a fighter, you're making an interesting choice every turn about what powers to use. And whenever you level up, you get to choose a power that's pretty exciting, that like either helps you defend the rest of your friends or helps you kill monsters faster. And I think that really, if there's one thing that I'm really happiest with about 4th edition, is that it takes classes and makes them really fun all the way up.
Do you want more options for your martial character? Martial Power gives you new builds, powers, feats, paragon paths, and epic destinies.
Number 9.
Goodman Games brings us number 9 this week with Critter Cash 3, Animals and Beasts. For use with Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, this book of creatures serves up intriguing challenges, mounts, and allies for your character, all taken from the natural world. I asked designer Aaron Rudell what inspired Animals and Beasts.
When I first got a hold of the 4A Monster Manual, one of the things I noticed was how many critters were missing, and most of the stuff that was missing are just kind of the nuts and bolts monsters and animals that you need in a campaign. So the idea behind the Critter Cache line is to fill in those gaps. And for instance, our most recent product, Critter Cache Animals and Beasts, kind of brings back the lions and tigers and mammoths into your campaign. So it fills in some of the gaps that are certainly quite evident in the 4E Monster Manual.
Lions and tigers and mammoths, oh my. The great and powerful Oz would be proud.
Number 8.
There are dark things afoot at Zodiac Gods Publishing. Secrets of Necromancy, released last week and clawed its way up to number 8. This 62-page alternate class sourcebook for Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition features 4 new races, 6 paragon paths, and a complete 30-level power progression. I asked author Nick Berquist how this Necromancer changes the game.
Secrets of Necromancy was designed to be useful for a player who's looking for a class that maybe can be soloed, because you can summon things with this class that helps to bolster the power of a smaller group of players. For the DM, this is a toolkit for adding necromancy, horror, and Lovecraftian elements into the game, full of useful ideas and things that you can extract and use the way you want. It's filling the gap that Wizards of the Coast hasn't provided for yet, and we're looking at old-school sort of thematics. People who've played Necromancers in 2nd and 3rd edition will find a lot that's familiar here.
Add the power of the grave to your game. Summon forth the Secrets of Necromancy.
Number 7.
Dragonshire Base Set came out in November 2008, but is still holding strong at number 7. This 3D building system includes everything you need to create an exciting environment for your next urban fantasy campaign. Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games tells us how Dragonshire enables you to quickly create intricate building layouts.
One of the things we really wanted to go after when we did a cardstock village was make it very easy and very quick to lay out during the game. You could do this on the fly. And to accomplish this, we came up with the idea of dragon stacks, which is interlocking components for each building. So each floor is its own module, and you can mix and match these things locked together using a tab technique that we came up with. So once you have your components done, if your players decide to go into a village, you can literally lay out an entire city block in a few minutes. These things just lock together, they're really stable, and you can, by mixing and matching the pieces, you can come up with a new look every time.
Dragonshire's stone, stucco, and brick buildings can be augmented with dormers and chimneys at will. There's even an optional steampunk roof, complete with boiler and smokestack.
Hey, it's Monty Cook, and I'm here to talk to you about a PDF that I wrote called The Book of Experimental Might from Malhavik Press. This is a book of experimental house rules that can liven up pretty much any 3rd edition or 3.5 game. It includes things like more feats for characters, special abilities called disciplines that your character can learn and master, 20 levels of spells rather than just 9, and other interesting little tweaks to the rules here and there. And if you like it, you might want to check out Book of Experimental Might 2, which gives even more options and focuses primarily on fighters and other non-spellcasters, giving them their due. And both of these have been collected in print as the collected Book of Experimental Might that you can now get from Paizo Publishing. I hope you'll check these out, and I hope that it will liven up your 3rd edition or 3.5 game.
Number 6.
At number 6, Easy Terrain, Forest and Ruins. Take your adventure into the wilds. This modular terrain set from Fat Dragon Games comes with 14 different species of trees, each sturdy enough to support metal miniatures. You'll find more than just cardstock conifers in this set, though. Designer Tom Tullis explains.
Actually, this set is a lot more than just a selection of cardstock trees. We decided to really expand what you'd want to do if you took the adventure out into the woods. And we give you interlocking three-dimensional tiered terrain for hillsides, three-dimensional bushes that you can hide figures under. We give you megalith heads. Dan Perez at High Moon Media has been after me for probably a year now to do Stonehenge. So we did Stonehenge-type monument rocks, bridges, log cabins, the works. But this really is a lot more than just a forest setting set.
Deep in the forest, beyond yon hill, Stoneheads and Stonehenge await.
Number 5.
Black Dirge's Dungeon Denizens arrives at number 5 this week. I wanted to know what was in this hefty tome, so I tracked down Black Dirge himself.
Black Dirge's Dungeon Denizens is a big, fat, hardcover monster book that takes all the monsters that have appeared, all the original monsters that have appeared in the Dungeon Crawl Classics line over the years, converts them into 4E, and throws them into one big volume.
With monsters ranging from first level to 30th, this 144-page compilation provides fodder for dozens of dungeon-crawling campaigns. Want to know where to start first? I asked Black Dirge to tell us his favorite.
While I was looking back over 5 years of Dungeon Crawl Classics, my favorite was Malatok, which is a demon lord of cannibals and scavengers. And I don't know, I like the dark, twisted stuff, and she's about as dark and twisted as you can get. In fact, so dark and twisted, she can curse your players with something called the Cannibal Curse, which forces them to become cannibals before they can actually heal. So should be a lot of fun for DMs.
5 years of classic monsters in a single tome.
Number 4.
Future Armada is a series of starship designs from Kirin Studios. Issue number 13, Misfortune, clocks in this week at number 4. Originally christened Fortune, this old ship has been unofficially renamed after a long history of unfortunate events. Designed by Ryan Wolf, Miss Fortune couples evocative imagery and attention to detail. In addition to deck plans and miniature scale maps, the ship is fully described, including background information, interior descriptions, and crew statistics.
This is Sean Patrick Fannin, marketing dude for RPG Now, bringing you The Big Deal. Right now, we have the New Year, New Game event, where you can get 3 core rulebooks for the price of 2. Don't miss this chance to get complete new games for an amazing price. This big deal is over at the end of January, so stay tuned for the next one. And now, back to the countdown.
Number 3.
At number 3, Hardboiled Cultures helps you create diverse character backgrounds for your Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition campaign. One Bad Egg's president, Fred Hicks, explains.
Hardboiled Cultures came about because Jonathan Walton had spied a thread on the Story Games forum by Simon Carrier about creating culturally diverse NPCs. Simon's idea was a little bit different than what we ended up doing in Hardboiled Cultures. He basically took the idea that you'd come up with a series of societal rules and number them essentially 2 through King, and then using a deck, depending on whether you drew hearts, diamonds, spades, or clubs, you'd get a different twist on how that character interacted with that rule of the culture. So looking at particularly what Simon was doing with the suits, when Jonathan and I started talking about this, we started thinking about how we could apply those to the various rules of behavior that might exist for races in D&D. And being something of a system wonk myself, I said those need to tie into the system elements in order to, you know, give those things real weight. So that's kind of how Hardboiled Cultures came about. But really, from a very macro sense of it, what happened was, you know, Jonathan Walton came along and planted an idea in my head, much like, you know, Khan planted those little ear mind control things inside the heads of Chekhov and crew in Star Trek II. And then I couldn't help but write for the next 48 hours until we had the rough draft of Hardboiled Cultures. So that's kind of how that happened.
Learn how to create limitless cultural possibilities and diversify your campaign world.
Number 2.
Bring out the dead with number 2, The Cemetery. This first expansion for the Dragonshire line from Fat Dragon Games includes mausoleums, 3D terrain, everything you need to create your own Old Town Cemetery. I asked designer Tom Tullis to highlight how The Cemetery brings the fear of the grave to your game.
One of the neatest things we've got in this set is the ability to have an open grave. When we did our forest set, we came up with a method of using interlocking three-dimensional tiered pieces to create hillsides. And so we've taken those models and we've adapted them to the cemetery. So you can actually have skirmishes with, you know, 8, 10, 12 open graves. Figures can put, you can put the minis down in them. You can put coffins in them. But you can really have a three-dimensional open grave now in this cemetery. And it really opens up the your ability to have skirmish battles or to hide monsters, hide whatever you want in these graves.
Create dynamic encounters in a dying landscape.
Number 1.
Unearth the Evil with number 1, Open Grave, Secrets of the Undead, from Wizards of the Coast. Rumored to be crafted by necromancers, this tome is filled with spine-chilling facts about a vile menagerie of undead horrors, unnatural things known to haunt the gloom-filled corners of this world and beyond. I asked designer Bruce Cordell why I should pick up a copy of Open Grave.
The sheer number of new sweet monsters, many of which are completely new, many of which are fabulous new takes on ideas we've seen before. Not only do you have your crawling claws and your brains in a jar, you also have, for instance, your Forsaken Shell. Now, a Forsaken Shell is a discarded skin of maybe a humanoid, which has been reanimated to kind of squirm after you like a snake. But not only do we have the discarded shells of humanoids, we have a dragon shell, and heck, we even have a Titan shell, which, once reanimated, can come after your players and put the fear of undead, unborn gods into them.
Along with encounters and hooks, Open Grave presents a host of undead threats perfect for your campaign.
Mission complete.
That wraps up our countdown. Join us again in 2 weeks when we'll start back at the top and bring you the 10 hottest selling RPG products.
Be sure to visit our sponsor at rpgnow.com, where you can find these and other great RPG products.
The RPG Countdown combines the hottest sellers from online retailers such as RPG Now with sales figures provided by your friendly local gaming store.
We'll be right back.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.